السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, His ihsan, His karam, that we gathered once again to take His mubarak name, to recite salat and salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, to make istighfar from our sins, to make sincere tawbah over our evil actions and deeds, and to make a pledge to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we will not return to those sins again, and that we will make an effort to do everything that is pleasing to Him and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will try our level best to distance ourselves from everything that is displeasing to Allah ta'ala and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we may become the recipients of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, His forgiveness, His rahmat, His blessings in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. At the end of the day, we will be the beneficiaries. Allah Ta'ala is not going to gain anything with our ibadat, with our zikr, with our tilawat. Allah Ta'ala is not going to benefit in any way from our charities, from our fulfillment of the rights of people. Allah Ta'ala is not going to benefit from our tahajjud, ishraq and chasht. Allah Ta'ala does not benefit in any way from anything that we do. He is the only one who does not have any kind of hope on anyone. He is the one who provides for everyone, and He cannot have any kind of hope on anyone as we normally have. Even if it's parents that are doing something for the children, at the end of the day there is some kind of hope, expectation. Allah Ta'ala got no expectation of any kind from anyone. He is the one who provides. He is the one who has blessed with our sight, hearing, speech, our faculties of understanding and everything else. So even if these parents who are doing something for the children, at the end of the day, if those children become disobedient, those parents too will say, I did so much for you and I was expecting you to turn out to be a very good son, and I was expecting you to then provide for me and pay my expenses and make me retire. There's some kind of expectation. Everybody has some kind of expectation. It is only the true and sincere Allah Walas that their expectation is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's pleasure and reward. That's all. Nothing else. They don't even have hope on their children. They don't have expectations from their wives, from their families, from friends, nothing. Their trust is in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yes, they appreciate the favors shown. The parents appreciate favors shown by children. Children appreciate favors shown. Friends appreciate favors shown. So that is a hadith sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. If a person does not show gratitude to somebody for any favor that he has done, then he hasn't even thanked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's the meaning. So that is a different thing altogether. But I'm talking about within their hearts, they have absolutely no expectation of anyone. And that is the major cause of all our problems and disputes within the families these days, where there's a lot of expectation. Everyone has got expectation. Whereas we are a community, we are an ummah, that was supposed to be giving love, giving kindness, sharing compassion, giving mercy, always within the heart, how can I be of benefit to somebody else and not the other way around? Then only what we speak also will have effect. then only the parents will have some kind of respect in the hearts of the children. Then only family members also will appreciate and they will respect. But the moment they get within their hearts the feeling that this person has got great expectations, in our school days we did one book, Great Expectations. That time we didn't understand what this great expectations meant. So the moment we have in our heart great expectations, then we will be disappointed. Somewhere along the line you will find that that friendship will end, that partnership will end, those ships will sink. Those ships will then sink. But if the person doesn't have expectations, his reward he seeks from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If he has shown any kindness and done anybody any favor, then there is no question of, I did this for you, I did that for you, I did that for you, nothing. He does it for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure and finish. Do for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give you from His treasure. Wallah, if we can only engrave that on our hearts, 3/4 of our ummah's problems will be solved. In fact, all the problems will be solved. If a person does for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure everything, then can he be harming anybody? Then can he be deceiving anyone? Then can he be hurting anyone? Then can he be cheating? Then can he be swearing and cursing? The person who is doing for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, will Allah Ta'ala get pleased with any kind of sins or any kind of evil? Then will this person miss his salat? Can he say, I'm missing my salat for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? Nauzubillah. Can any person not give zakat and say, I'm not giving zakat for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? So if he's doing everything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then his aqaid will be right, his ibadat will be right, his muamlat will be right, his muasharat will be right, everything will come right. 100% of the ummah's problem will be solved if every ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam does for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then what will Allah Ta'ala do? He will open up his treasures. And when Allah Ta'ala opens up his treasures, then he will provide from sources unknown, unexpected. The person will find peace of mind, sukoon in his heart. If he does not get full stomach, then too he will be satisfied that that's what Allah Ta'ala had willed for him for that day. If his business goes up or it goes down, whether there's recession or there is anything else, that person will make the correct effort, make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. But his trust will be in Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala will give him sukoon in his heart. He will try to budget within. He's not going to live beyond his means then. Our main problem is that we want to live beyond our means. Every person wants to live like the Jones next door. If he has got a good car, then I must have one like that. If he has got a beautiful home, then I must have one like that. If his furniture is beautiful, then I must have like that. And especially our women folk, when they visit the friends and family members and others, and they are dazzled by sometimes those beautiful furniture and jewelry and clothing and the kitchens, that the way they are done up, and the bedrooms and the everything else. So now that person may be able to afford it. But now these women folk will put pressure on that poor husband. And that is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said on the day of Qiyamah, the destruction of a person will be sometimes at the hands of his parents. Destruction of the person at the hands of his parents, because of his parents, or his wife, his children. In other words, they will make such demands upon this husband, that now for the fulfillment of their desires, this husband will go on to extremes. He will then have to borrow from the banks. If there's a wedding in the family, they say, didn't you see how our neighbor had that walima of his son, didn't you see how he had the wedding of his daughter? What grand style it was, and you expect me to just have a few people and make nikah? So now there'll be demands. Those women folk too will say that, don't you see, or didn't you see how many times a day those women changed They had for breakfast one dress, and then for lunch another one, and for supper another, and then for walima one, and for the nikah one. So now this vichara, what is he going to do? As it is, he was a battler and rattler. So these type of demands will be made, and the person will then go to the banks and he will borrow, or he will take somebody else for a ride. One person had a big walima, very big walima, in which there were also prawns and everything else. In one of the hotels in the Transvaal those days. Now the prawns itself, they say, cost about 60,000. The prawns. 1,000 people. And the next day after that, he was liquidated. So now whose food did those people eat? And so many cases of that kind. So many cases. So let us not fool ourselves. What is name, name, name? Everybody wants a name. They say, let the bells ring. One person said, let the bells ring. It's a happy occasion, so let the bells ring. Everybody was saying, let the bells ring. So they let the bells ring. Invited a lot of people, took money from the bank on loan. The person after that, when the bills start ringing in, when the bells stopped and the bills started ringing, then Bichara's sleep went away, finished. After that is finished. And all those people who he thought are going to give him a good name, not one of them asked, can we help you and assist you now with the bills? Does anybody ask after the wedding in Walima, can we help you with the bills now? Nobody asks. So please, one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if the person can afford, then within his capacity and means, within parameters of Sharia, there is some kind of concession and allowance, and in fact it's sunnah to have a walima, awlim walau bishatin. The rest of the kind of expenses that we are engaging in, go and ask and find out. We deal with cases all the time, of how people afterwards have to virtually beg from their brothers or family members, please help, I'm in deep problem, interest payments, can't come out of my debts, and all those families have now turned their backs. They're not interested in even listening to your story. And they were the ones who were encouraging. You must have a 7-course menu and must have it in the hall and must have it here and must have it like this and must have it like that. So the purpose of this Zikrullah Majlis is not just Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. It is to bring about some kind of change, and especially those people who can afford, those people whom Allah Ta'ala has given wealth, then they must think very, very carefully that this is God-given wealth. And abuse and wastage and squandering and extravagance is something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not like. Then different kinds of problems come. Sometimes the wealth remains, but other kinds of problems come, which cannot be resolved. I don't know what we were going to discuss, but as I say, I make dua and sit whatever comes in the mind. So what I was saying is that if we have to all do for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then our aqaid will come right, our beliefs, our namaz, roza, zakat, hajj will be right, our dealings with people will be right, our fulfillment of the rights of people, there will be, our transactions will be right, our morals will be right, our etiquette will be right, everybody will be happy with us and we will be happy with everybody else. Because everyone is doing the same thing. Where the problem arises is that one party is trying to do right and the other party is doing completely opposite. Then there is going to be a problem. If one party is doing right, if the husband is wanting to fulfill the rights of the wife and is going out of his way and is kind and compassionate and loving and everything, but the wife is arrogant and she is stubborn and she is making her demands which is beyond the husband's means, so now one party is wrong. So there won't be peace and happiness. Or if it's the other way around, that the wife, she is going out of her way to fulfill the rights of the husband, she's kind, compassionate, loving, always waiting for him to arrive, keeping the food hot, ironing his clothes and doing everything. But his husband is going and seeing some other women. He is going to the club houses. He is coming in 1 o'clock in the morning. He is gambling, he is drinking, he is womanizing. So now she is doing right. She will get rewarded, but there won't be peace in the house. So all parties have to do that which is right. There is no question of one doing wrong, one doing right, and expecting right to come out of it. If you have one party doing right, one doing wrong, they are not going to give birth to a child that is doing right. Wrong and right is not going to give birth to a child doing right. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat and give us an understanding. We are losing out ourselves. Nobody else is losing out. We are losing out ourselves when we are distancing ourselves from deen and sharia, Quran and sunnah. No one else is losing. We must ask ourselves, how much of peace of mind have I got? How much of tranquility in my heart am I enjoying with everything that I have? Do I have some kind of peace? We must ask ourselves. So who is the loser? We are losing out ourselves. And who will be gaining? When we will do right, we will gain ourselves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful deen. So part of that deen is zikrullah. Zikrullah, to take the name of Allah ta'ala, to keep on rubbing our hearts with the name of Allah ta'ala is part of that deen. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Ghani Muradabadi rahmatullah alayhi, when Hazrat Mujaddid Millat rahmatullah alayhi went to him and he said, how must we develop the love of Allah ta'ala? So he said, rub the two palms of your hands. So he rubbed. He said, rub again. He rubbed again. He said, again, again. After some time, he said, don't you feel the heat now in your hands? He said, yes. He said, rubbing the two palms of your hands for a long time, if you can get the heat, then taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, rubbing on your heart, you think you won't get the love of Allah Ta'ala eating your heart. Look with what an example they solve the problem. Why is it that people want to be buried next to people that are pious and righteous? Now, it's a question. So how beautifully Hazrat Mawlana Ghangohi rahmatullah alayhi solved it. He said that when you sit under the fan, then can you tell the fan that must blow only on my head and nobody else's head? Can anybody tell the fan when it is blowing the breeze that it must blow only on my head and nobody else's head? How can that ever happen? If the fan is going to blow the breeze, then it's going to blow on the heads of all those who are nearby. So that is what it means. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, aashiqon mein marna. That is my desire, to live amongst those who are your aashiqs, my beloved Allah, and to die amongst those who are your ushaq and lovers. So that when the winds of rahmat blow, then we too may be given forgiveness. That is the purpose why they wish to be buried there, or to live amongst them. One Jew who was living next to Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, so when he was selling his house, he asked for 100,000 dirhams or extra, or dinars. So he said, what is this extra for? This is not the market value. He said, I know the market value too, but the neighbor of mine is very, very valuable. And the extra value is because of that. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat is around. So therefore they desire that. So therefore, let us not compete with people. Let us live a life which is within our budget. And irrespective of our neighbors, what kind of weddings they had and what kind of walimas they had, we should do that which is within our capacity and means and within the parameters of Sharia. Otherwise, there is nothing but difficulty, problems in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. Now, since it just came to mind, this Tere Aashiqo Majina, so we haven't read this for a long time. So tonight, inshallah, some couplets from this beautiful nazm. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Where did we know all these type of words? Ishq and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, marifat of Allah Ta'ala. Where did we know dard-e-muhabbat? Ye dard-e-muhabbat ke naale. Where did we know Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat? Where did we learn it from? We learnt it from those who were the ashiqs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Once again, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah is very, very simple. Kapda milta hai kapde walo se, mithai milti hai mithai walo se, doodh milta hai doodh walo se, Allah milta hai Allah walo se. Where else are we going to get from Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat from except from those who've got the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts? Believe me, our friendship with those people who've got greed in their hearts will increase nothing but greed. I'm talking about close friendship. When they say pally-pally kind of thing, bosom pals, when our eating, our drinking, our visiting, our touring, everything is with people who have got greed in their heart, nothing but greed will increase. Hawa wa hirs, it will increase. With those people who are womanizing, then the love to womanize will increase. With those who are going to clubhouses, cinemas and discos, or on drugs and drinks and vices, exactly the same desires will come into the heart. It creeps in without us even knowing. Friendship is a thing like that, that it creeps in. Lots of people did not have that kind of greed in their heart, but it creeped in. And they also became restless after that. So just as evils creep in due to friendship, in the same way, friendship with those who are pious, righteous, Allah walas, true friendship, sincere friendship, then it creeps in also. Slowly, slowly, slowly the person doesn't even realize how his sins vanished and how good actions came in his life and how all that greed and everything else disappeared. Slowly just goes into the heart. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Oh Allah, there is no other way that we can walk this path of yours, except by way of sabr or shukr, one of the two. If everything is working in our favor, good home, good wife, good children, good business, good everything, good health, then abundance of shukr. Oh Allah, it is only your gift, I am not deserving of it. Abundance of shukr. And if difficulties come, hardship come, pain comes, suffering comes, if sickness comes, weakness comes, then at that time, sabr. Make use of the means. Take treatment if it is required. See a lawyer if it is necessary. Nobody says that you mustn't make use of means if it's necessary. Make use of the means, but make sabr over the difficulty, that hardship, that pain, that suffering, that it is from my Allah, as long as the person is doing that which is right. Then he will know that it is not an azab of Allah Ta'ala, because in his heart there will be an acceptance. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Ye teri raza mein jeena. Ye teri raza mein marna. Ye teri raza mein jeena. Ye teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab, yeh tera fazl karna. O Allah, my living a life in this world, in your raza, in your pleasure, that whatever is your will, whatever is your decision, whatever is your desire, I accept it, I'm pleased with it, I'm happy with it. Raza bil qaza. Yeh teri raza mein jeena, yeh teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab, yeh tera fazl pina. That is the sign that this person is a true abd and a slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the person who becomes a true abd and slave of Allah ta'ala, he is the one that enjoys true freedom. The real freedom is when the person is a true slave of Allah ta'ala. Therefore Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi said that, tie me in 200 chains, I'll break them. But tie me in the chains of the slavery of Allah Ta'ala. All I desire is tie me tightly in the chains of the slavery and muhabbat of Allah. Then that person has got true freedom.
Yehi aashiqo ka shewa. Yehi aashiqo ki aadat. Kabhi gir yao buka hai, kabhi aahe sard bharna. Yehi aashiqon ka shewa, yehi aashiqon ki aadat. Kabhi gir yao buka hai, kabhi aahe sard bharna. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zeest ka sahara.
Aashiqs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what is their adat? It's like any other aashiq and lover. So what does the lover do? Sometimes he's crying. Sometime in separation, you find the aashiq is crying. Kabhi aahe sard bharna. So like that, this aashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also. Sometime he's crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And sometime he's enjoying the ecstasy of the closeness and ma'rifat and muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. Especially when there is no one between him and Allah. Late part of the night or early part of the morning, when everybody is fast asleep, at that time when this aashiq puts his head, forehead on the musalla, in sajda, and at that time he finds himself closest to Allah, or when he has raised his hands, and when tears are rolling down his cheeks, at that time what ecstasy and joy and pleasure he gets. I repeat and I go on repeating Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi's beautiful, beautiful experience. That when the fragrance of the muhabbat of and love of Allah Ta'ala comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description onto it. Let us experience it. It's not words.
Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere आशिकों से सीखा तेरे संग दर पे मरना, मेरा हर खत्वा पे रोना, यही है मेरी तलाफी, मेरा हर खता पे रोना, यही है मेरी तलाफी, तेरी रहमतों का सदका मेरा जुर्म अफ़ू करना, मेरा हर खता पे रोना, यही है मेरी तलाफी, तेरी रहमतों का सदका मेरा जुर्म अफ़ू करना. O my beloved Allah, my crying and shedding tears over all weaknesses of mine, all shortcomings of mine, all sins of mine, that is the only thing that I have to present before you, my beloved Allah. Teri rahmatoka sadqa mera jurm aap ko karna. You are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are forgiving, you are merciful, you are kind. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you and make sincere tawbah from their sins. Teri rahmatoka sadqa mera jurm aap ko karna. So forgive my sins. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु, यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं, मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत, खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं. ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाहु, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाहु, ला इलाहा illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Allah. غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے اللہ 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 اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ وہ امید کرم آیا گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ امید کرم آیا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اے رب کریم او مائی بلاول اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ مائی موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ موسٹ لونگ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ وی ہیو ایکسٹینڈیڈ اور بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو مائی بلاول اللہ You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Amare saghira kabira amadan khata'an zahiri batini har guna ko maaf farma. Ey Rabbe Kareem, maaf farma. Ey Rabbe Kareem, maaf farma. ہم گنہگار ہے سیاکار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم اور خطاکار ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں Where do we go my beloved Allah We are your slaves We acknowledge that we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth Day and night we have disobeyed you We have used your bounties, your gifts for your disobedience. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind, our wealth and homes. My beloved Allah, we have used so much of it for your disobedience. We eat the food given by you. We wear the clothes provided by you, by Allah. We use the wealth given by you. We walk on the ground. We make use of the waters of the ocean, the sun, the moon, the stars. We breathe in the oxygen. We eat the food. When the strength comes in our bodies, we use the same strength for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. How loving you are, how generous you are, my Allah. How kind you are. How tolerant you are. How merciful you are. How forgiving you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put your love into our hearts. Put so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, put so much of your love and the love of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Distance us from haram, my beloved Allah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tama. Hey, mere maula, meri madad kar, chahata hoon main teri pana. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my Allah. We seek your protection. Hey, Rabbe Kareem, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes amongst us, wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa, lekin dast-e-khuda mein. My beloved Allah. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ey Rabbe Kareem, humare hal par raham farma. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Ey Rabbe Kareem, unite the hearts of the Muslim Ummah. Around the globe, my beloved Allah, there's so much of disunity, friction. Ey Rabbe Kareem, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the ummah in one piece. We have made the ummah into pieces. Ey Rabbe Kareem, ummat muslimat, to aapas mein jod naseeb farma, ittifaq naseeb farma, ittihad naseeb farma. Remove the difficulties, the problems, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, sare alam ke andar hai Rabbe Kareem, jahan kahi ummat-e-muslima pareshan hai, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Mujahideen-e-Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Give hidayat to the zalims, my beloved Allah. But if they have made up their minds, they will not accept Islam and they will continue with the persecution, tyranny and oppression. Then remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Samud. Ey Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Uhud mein khuda tha. No weakness have come in you, my Allah. We have gone weak. Hamare hal par raham. ہمیں صحت دے, عافیت دے, سلامتی دے, عزت والی زندگی دے, ذلت اور رسوائی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے رب کریم, ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some filth on the television screen or haram sites of the internet. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Give us the realization, my beloved Allah, that we don't know when the angel of death will strike. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Salamati Adeen aur Aza ke saath Madina Sharif mein shahadat ki maut ata farma. Baqi mein dafan nasifa. Ey Rabbe Kareem, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ey Rabbe Kareem. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal. ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our parents, the ummah with all the goodness and from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection from. Protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspiration, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night in this majlis of zikr. Ey Rabbe Kareem, with your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and problem of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Apne fazal se, ihsan se, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their difficulties, their pain, the suffering, the diseases, the weakness, the shock. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.